Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A layman reached out to me. He was a little perplexed at his pastor's last sermon. It seemed like there were a lot of I's and me's and mine in the sermon. So many that he went back to listen to that sermon again. The 18-minute sermon, not a narrative sermon, had just under 150 I's, me's, and mine. It made him uncomfortable. As he told me that story, I thought about my own preaching and writing and speaking. Watch your pronouns. Or in this text, watch the pronouns. You were dead in your trespasses and sins. You lived according to the ways of this world. We lived our fleshly desires and thoughts. We were children under wrath, God's wrath. Watch the pronouns. Salvation is not from you, it is for you. And salvation is a gift. About 8 months ago or so, a friend of mine who I work out at the YMCA with suddenly disappeared, only to find out that my friend Lee had COVID. Quite an older guy. He tells a story that as they were taking, the paramedics were taking him out of his house, he glanced at his family. He was sure that he was never going to see them again. In his weakness and intensive care, he called the few friends that he had to say farewell. He knew he was going to die. Well, after months and months of recovery, he showed back up at the YMCA. We invited him to actually be a part of a video for the Northern Illinois District. And after a little coercing, he said yes. We're in a big empty gym, just three of us, the videographer, Lee, and myself. And she's asking him questions about the journey with COVID and almost dying. In the middle of that interview, he looks toward me and he said, "Pastor, I shouldn't be doing this. In my younger days, I was a hellraiser." He turns back and starts answering the question again of the videographer. And about 20 seconds later, he turns again to me and he says, "You know, I've done a lot of things in my life I'm not proud of." Well, I figured I'm a pastor, I should say something. I said, "Me too, Lee. I've done a lot of things and said a lot of things in my life that I'm not proud of either. But that's why Jesus came, for people like you and me." Now, this morning, you may be sitting here and saying, "Well, I was no hellraiser," or maybe you were. But we know that, as the Word of God says, that whether we were hellraiser in our younger days or not, that because of our sin and our hostility toward God, the lack of loving our neighbor, we are all hell deservers. Hell deservers. We've not loved God with our whole heart. We've not loved our neighbors as ourselves. And we'd like to compare ourselves to other people. "At least I'm not like so-and-so." Back to the pronouns. His great love for us. He raised us up with Christ and seated us in the heavenly realms in Christ. For people like you and me, watch the pronouns, especially as we see God at work in this text, His mercy chasing you down. And it's not just a little mercy, but it's great mercy. It's immeasurable riches. No generic Jesus talk here. No religious happy talk. No countless theological debates here. No endless discussion of church politics here. Only the beautiful and rich gospel of Jesus, which is for you and the world. People like us who need the gospel, who need this rich mercy, who need God reaching out to us and pulling us out of the slimy pit of our own sin to bring us back to God. Later on, we hear in this chapter how we who were far away are brought near. Not because somebody whipped out the name Jesus at us, but we have been brought near by the holy, precious blood of Jesus. By his innocent life for you, by his bloody death on the cross for you, appeasing the wrath of God, by his rest in the grave for you, by his resurrection for you, and you are raised with Christ, and you are seated at the right hand with him and in him. Jesus is the life giver, and Jesus is your life giver. Jesus is the Savior, and Jesus is your Savior and mine, thanks be to God. It was January 6th. We kind of all remember January 6th, right? I was at a birthday party of a friend, and as I'm getting ready to leave, there's a woman who said, "Hey, Pastor, I need to talk to you." And it was cold outside in northern Illinois, so I said, "Let's talk." And she says, "No, let's talk out there." And I thought to myself, "It's cold out there. Can we talk in here?" Out there. This was her statement. "When I die, will you say something good about me?" There's a lot there. And she knows she's going to die. But there's a lot of baggage, a lot of hurt, and a lot of sadness. Will you say something good about me when I die? I looked at her and said, "Well, if I'm there when you die, I would talk to you about Jesus, and I need to say some good news to you right now about Jesus." That is our great privilege and our great joy. That he is rich in mercy toward my friend, toward you, and toward me. That gospel still works, the word of God, and that gospel is still the power of God to salvation. So watch the pronouns and witness the rich mercy of God that you experience and hear in this chapel and on this campus. And then walk as the new creation you are in Christ. I have a pastor friend, and he and I were lamenting church life and all that. And he says, "You know, I wish I would have been a pastor like in the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s, the good old days when people still went to church." I kind of can relate to that. If some of you lived it, and you know that it wasn't that great always either. But this is our time. Your time and my time. I can tell you the lay people that I work with have a lot of questions and uncertainties. There's more than a few pastors and commission workers who have a lot of anxiety and uncertainty about future, yes, after the pandemic. But actually, as our culture becomes more and more hostile to the gospel and the word of God. But this is our certainty. Your salvation and mine is in Christ. For by grace you are saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, so no one can boast. Your life, your service, and your good works are in Christ too. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for you to do. As Dr. Egger begins his presidency, we can say those very same words to him. You are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for you to do. Well, some of you are thinking about Vicarage, and others are thinking about internships. Others are thinking about placement service and the first call. There can be a lot of questions with that too, or uncertainty, and for the rest of us, isn't it a marvelous thing? Isn't it a marvelous thing that your future and my future, that the church's future, is not in you? It is in Christ. You are of Christ, and Christ is of God. Amen. Please stand.